The Senate Judiciary Committee is quickly moving ahead with a tax and regulate marijuana bill. But as VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, the plan could face hurdles put up by the Scott administration because it does not include driver impairment measures the governor says must be part of that bill.
Look at the list of co-sponsors on this legislation. There are 15, and you get a good sense of its broad support in the Senate. The bill calls for the creation of a cannabis commission that would oversee the production, taxation, and retail sale of marijuana. It would be similar to the way that Vermont currently regulates alcohol. Bennington Senator Dick Sears is the lead sponsor of the bill.
When we started this effort a few years ago, we would have been the first in New England. Now we may be one of the last in New England to tax and regulate the marijuana. You know, it's all around us, and I think it's time to move on.
Sears says he sees the proposal primarily as a consumer protection bill because state regulation will ensure the quality of the product.
We know that many Vermonters, now that it's a legal product, has been for over a year, that they're going and they're buying it in the black market and so forth. And we prefer to have Vermonters buying it in Vermont, a regulated drug.
But for Governor Scott, that doesn't address one of his major concerns, driver impairment. He thinks the tax and regulate effort should wait until there's been a full evaluation of how other states are dealing with this issue.
Others are going through this in real time, and we should learn from them. And that's what my concern is. If we're going to do this, let's go into this with our eyes wide open, make sure that we're doing it for the right reasons, and do it in a thoughtful manner so that we don't put anybody at risk.
Sears says the bill doesn't address driver impairment concerns because he considers that to be a different issue from tax and regulate. Sears says the state already has strong driver impairment laws in place, and he'd be willing to look at a variety of ways to make them stronger. But he says the problem with most marijuana tests is that they measure the presence of pot even if it was consumed weeks before.
But that doesn't mean that we should entertain a test that doesn't tell us anything, only tells us that somebody has marijuana in their system or some other drug in their system. It doesn't tell us anything about impairment.
Sears hopes the full Senate will take final action on the bill and send it over to the House by town meeting day in early March. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.